star of his high school play. I ask him for two glasses of ice, one with a little bit of Sprite, the other with a little bit of Coke. Not filled to the top, I emphasize. He gives me one of those judgmental sneers that only gay guys can do right. Fuck him. I carry my drinks to the bathroom, where I have to ask some dude in a full-on Afghani-style beard for assistance in opening the stall door, because, you know, my hands are full. Govinda eyes me suspiciously. Fuck him, too. I down my first couple of makeshift highballs, trying to avoid the dull reflection of the toilet seat dispenser. God forbid I'm forced to consider that perhaps my life is in a shambles if I'm sneaking liquor into a Muslim wedding and drinking it on a toilet seat. I drench this thought with vodka and tequila and drive on. Wandering around trying to find someone to talk to, I realize that I know very few people at this wedding. All of the people I know are either relatives of Femina, and thus hate me, or from the University of Chicago, and thus hate me. So I find the people who either work with or went to college with the groom, Barry. Within 15 minutes, they hate me. Why? If you know anything about Indians, you know they are all about status. In fact, pretty much universally, the first question they ask you is, what do you do for a living? Well, I had just started writing at the time. I didn't really have a job, so I decided to fuck with them. One Indian girl tells me she's a dancer. So I ask, really? Pole or ballet? What? Nothing. So what do you do?